It's Tuesday, June 22nd, and after hearing that tape of the Great Fish Story on the Japanese Wonder Rod, I had to come back, and this is the story of the Great Shopping Trip. I got back from Cameron Friday after last, which would have been about the 18th, I believe. No. Well, anyway, about a week and a half ago. And next morning, got back late, about 2 in the morning. So Saturday morning, went down the squadron and picked up my leave slip and signed up at the PAX terminal for space available. Going up to Taipei to sell my car. Well, the next plane that was leaving was Sunday night, so about 11 o'clock Sunday night, I was down the PAX terminal waiting for my name to be called, which never was. So I went back. I wasn't too happy. Well, it was raining every day, and it was kind of gloomy out, so I wasn't too happy just staying in the Philippines with the monsoons and all. Within the 5 days I was at Clark, two typhoons went by either side of the island, which left lots of rain. And so then the next flight was Tuesday night. So I went down there Tuesday night and met into the same amount of luck. So Wednesday morning I went down and talked to the squadron commander, and he says, well, I'll see what I can do. So sure enough, Wednesday afternoon, got a phone call from the squadron. Rode down there in the rain and got a little wet, but anyway, they typed up some ACM orders, and ACM means air crew member. And I jumped on a 118 Thursday morning, 7 o'clock in the morning. It's not the airplane I'm qualified in, but I was just riding anyway. So up to CCK I went. Got there about 10 o'clock, and I brought a picture to a guy that I used to fly with that he wanted from Clark. And talked to a few people and located this guy who was supposed to be able to take me to where the car papers are. I left them with a certain person, but he was in Saigon as duty officer for 30 days, so he wasn't up there yet. So we went downtown and found his house after driving around a couple weird Chinese blocks. And got the papers and the car keys, went back out to the base. Stopped out of the car to see if it would run. And sure enough, after about half a minute or a minute of cranking on the engine, it started. None of the tires were even low. The only thing that was low was the battery, and the water in the battery was down quite a bit. But everything else was okay, except that the white car was rapidly deteriorating to a brown light color. So I drove it around a little bit, stopped the gas station, got some water in the battery, started looking for a buyer. Had a couple people start calling and stopped in at the squadrons to see if the scheduling department knew of any people that were recent arrivals at CCK, and see if I could sell it. Well, I had talked to a couple people. One sergeant who was interested in buying it when I left and hadn't bought a car yet, so he didn't sound too prospective. Then I found this colonel that just arrived, and he was looking for a car, and he said he was interested but wanted to drive it, and it was pouring out at the time, so I waited till about 3 in the afternoon, went out and drove the car, and he said he wanted it. Went over to the legal office, made out the bill of sale. Went down to security police and made out all the papers. Permission to sell, permission to buy. Chinese customs, Chinese license plates, etc., etc., etc. So by 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I had a check for the car, and I was on my way. So I went and had dinner downtown at a friend's house that I knew from times prior. He used to live next door to me, and I live in the BOQ at CCK. He lives downtown now. So I had Chinese dinner down there. As soon as I got done eating dinner, we headed on out and started shopping. and had to arrange our itinerary according to the way the shops closed, because some closed earlier in the evening than others. So went to a place where they sell old ship antiques. Got quite a bit of stuff there. Got some green marble lamps for my to match my occasional tables. And got some old ship lamps, kerosene lamps. And stuff was really piling up. Went and bought a turntable dust cover for a friend of mine. And went off to the base and talked to a few people in the evening. And the guy I got the picture for had a ring made for me. So I'm anxious to get that in the mail and see how it turns out. And then I returned back downtown and checked out to buy some Papasan chairs. I was going to get about four or five of them. As it turned out, I got five, but I had to coordinate somewhat because the shops are so small, they only have two or three on hand at a time. So then I went downtown, it was nearing 10 or 10:30, and stopped in this bookstore and bought about $40 worth of books. And so that just about made my day. It was nearing midnight, and I was so tired because I was up at 5 o'clock that morning that I was just about ready to drop. So I went back to this place downtown and slept on one of these fantastic Chinese beds, my buddy's house, and that's just like sleeping on a slab of cement. But anyway, I got a couple hours sleep, and we were up again at 6 o'clock. Since he had to go to work and I had to go back on base, and his car was full of my junk, I needed his car to take out to the base anyway. So here we were back out on the base. I had to meet this guy that bought my car to confirm a couple paper signings, etc. And after that, I went Papasan hunting again. So I had to coordinate between getting the squadron truck and going to the second shop and arranging for more chairs. So I got this other guy that helped me the day before to get the car papers. We both drove down in separate cars to this place that was further downtown, decided on two of them, plus a kind of a reed waste basket or magazine rack in the shape of a frog, and left him with that. And the shopkeeper was trying to find someone who could transport to the main gate, I dashed back, got the squadron truck, and went down to the main gate, went to the other store that had the other chairs, and got them out to the squadron truck about the same time he got the ones from the other shop out to the squadron truck. So there I was, with five Papasan chairs, driving back to the base. A highly classified military mission, of course. So then got back to the squadron and took the stuff that was packed in the car and put it in the squadron truck. And between the chairs and all this other stuff, it was so packed that I could barely get in to drive the truck. Well, I went over to command post to arrange for a ride back to Clark, and there was one leaving at 1 in the afternoon. And here it was about 11:30, quarter to 12. So I went down the PAX terminal to get manifested. And when they found out that I entered the country through CCK instead of Taipei, they started getting upset. So rather than getting in any difficulty, I just kind of disappeared in the woodwork for a while and spent the afternoon talking with my friends at the club and just kind of laying around. Went downtown, and my friend from Tansanuta arrived that day, so I was talking to him, making last minute details and channels to get various things after I've left. So I was planning on catching a Clark airplane when they came in, so I called command post around 6 o'clock, and sure enough they were on the ground. So I hop in the squadron truck and drive all my junk out to the flight line. And here they were having a big customs inspection. because of this heroin that's been found on 130s coming out of Saigon. So that took 2 hours, so I was just sitting around waiting. And we're trying to figure out a way to get all this stuff on the airplane. Well, it was quite a bit, so we decided to go down to aerial port and palletize it and kind of disguise it as whole baggage. So we went down there and talked the night crew into doing it, and put it all on a pallet and put some plastic over it in case it started raining, cargo net, and had them haul it out to the airplane on a forklift. So, sure enough, talked to the aircraft commander, and he was glad to give me a ride. We were from the same squadron, and talked to the loadmaster to get this on the airplane, and et cetera, et cetera. And so I was on the airplane. Finally, about 10 o'clock at night, we left Friday night. Got to Clark after stopping at QB about 2 o'clock in the morning. And so the launch and recovery officer was out there with his pickup truck. So after everybody got their bags off, I took all my stuff and put it on the pickup truck and took it up to the house on the hill. So that was the end of the great shopping trip. But 3 in the morning, I finally got all this stuff into the house and kind of put in a decent order until the next morning, where I'd start straightening things out again. So then, Saturday morning, since they only worked till noon at the squadron, I had to go down right away and get some orders typed up so I could leave first thing Monday morning coming to Cameron. So sure enough, I left first thing Monday morning, after 2 short days at Clark's, for Cameron, and got in here about 7 o'clock last night, and I'm going to go flying this morning, or this afternoon, about 3 o'clock this afternoon, so that'll be a long night. We'll be up till probably midnight or 1 in the morning. So the weather's fine here, and it's not raining quite as bad as it was at Clark. And what I'm going to do is probably let you go for a while and continue this tape later on. Well, here it continues again, and today is Wednesday the 23rd. And last night we got done flying about 1 o'clock. Got to bed about 2. So I've just gotten up and listened to another tape that he had made, and I have a couple more things to say before I get this in the mail. I have to go fly at 10 o'clock tonight, so I just probably lay around today. Might even go down to the beach, get a little sun. Other than that, it's kind of rest up time until tonight. So anyway, this other tape that you had that was opposite the fish store, you had about 5 minutes of grunting noises. I don't know, I guess you mentioned it was bad batteries or something. Well, anyway, I'm glad to hear you didn't fall in when that, getting that fish in the boat, when it was all wrapped around the branches. Yeah, you gotta watch those fish, they get pretty big. I was wondering if you ever got to see Vernon. I imagine he'll probably be up there over the 4th of July weekend, but anyway, say hi to him if nothing else. Pat and all the kids. I imagine little Janelle is growing up like a weed. And Sammy's the same old terror he always was. And I suppose Nav is just about out of high school. Anyway, greet the Olsons for me. And tell them that paddle bike must be really something. It sounds okay. Little dandy in tow. I imagine it goes right along and doesn't take that long to get anywhere on that lake.
So back here, I'll be going back to Clark from Cameron to about July 2nd or 3rd, depending on how the rotator goes. I may come back here, but I doubt it. So I think this will be my last shuttle because I'm just getting to down to so little time left, which makes me very happy. And it's been raining so much that my bike was getting quite dirty, so I was washing it last Saturday. And I was, you know, tightening the chain on it and going to check the battery. And I looked at it, and two cells were way down. Looked on the side of the battery, and it was broken. The whole side was smashed in. So now I know why it was a little corroded there underneath the battery. Because it wasn't white acid, it was just the paint was kind of departing the steel. So the nurses next door are probably going to pick one up for me in Japan. I hope they're cheaper up there than they were on base, because I already bought one before when I just bought the bike, because it was kind of run down and well used. So hopefully this will take care of it. I think I'll put cardboard around it or something to keep it from getting bashed in again. I guess I drive too fast, or this isn't held in there just right. But anyway, well, as soon as I get back to Clark, I'm going to have to drive it down to QB and pack it up and send it home, because, well, it'll be time to send it. Plus, I didn't go to the vehicle inspection or the motorcycle safety class for the month of June. So they'll be after my license. And I figure if I can get rid of the bike, then I won't have to worry about that anymore. I haven't gone to too many of those safety meetings anyway, because they're kind of on the level of a two-year-old. But anyway, get that sent home. I guess it'll be sent to an area. The port of entry will be in New Jersey. That's what other people have told me. And start out my out processing. Got all my orders. And I should be leaving the 25th of July unless there's a problem and there's been a change. But the guy that originally I talked to said there probably wouldn't be a change. So I'm going to take 5 days in Hawaii. And after that I should be stopping by, which will be awful close to the end of the month, the 1st of August. And that's about all I can tell you as far as planning ahead is concerned. And be nice to come back and visit and see how the old homestead is. And I'll catch up on the latest. It's because it's a little news vacuum over here. And I think that would be just fine. Chances are I'll probably stay about a week or so. Can't stay a real long time, but I'll stay longer than I did last time in January. How's that? Well, I played this back and I noticed that the last half sounds like I have a cold, which is right. But I'll get over it in a couple days. It never stays with me usually that long. It's probably a combination of the air conditioning and getting caught in the rain a couple times. A few other things like that. And I'm sure I'll make it. So, this is about the extent of it for this time. Probably the last tape, especially from Cameron. And I'll write you when I get back to Clark, probably. Or possibly, again, before I leave here. So, greet everyone for me. And hope everyone's fine. And I'll be cruising by in a couple more weeks. So, until then, bye for now.